This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The first question, member of the audience, he asks, or he or she could be, different du'as are recited at the beginning of the fast, during the sahur. Which is the most authentic?
As far as reciting any du'a, I do not know of any Sahih hadith in which the Prophet has recited any du'a at the suhoor time, or any of the Sahaba has mentioned any du'a. I don't know of any. In fact, what our Prophet said, it's mentioned in the hadith of Tirmidhi in the Book of Fasting, hadith number 730, our beloved Prophet said that anyone who has not intended to fast before dawn, there's no fast for him. The Prophet also said, hadith of Sunan Nisa'i in the Book of Fasting, hadith number 2331, our beloved Prophet said, there is no fast for a person who has not intended to fast the night before. That means intention is compulsory for fasting. It should be done before the break of dawn, or as the hadith says, that the night before. Means any time before the break of dawn, you can intend. But when you intend, you need not say it loudly. It's not required. Because you intend in the heart. So the main thing is intend in your heart that you are going to fast, and that's sufficient. When you want to pray, you intend, you do niyah for praying, and you pray. You don't have to say it loudly. The same way, you don't have to say that I intend to fast. But many people, many of the Muslims have invented words in Arabic or in different languages that I intend to fast tomorrow, etc., etc., which we don't find in any of the Sahih hadith, and neither do we find in the sayings of the Prophet or of the Sahabas. So the best is to intend in your heart, that's it, and there's no particular dua for suhoor.
Okay, that's very enlightening, that answer. Hope that answers the question of the participant, the audience. Next question from our audience. If a person has the intention of waking for the suhoor, but unfortunately he or she doesn't manage to wake up, is his or her fast still accepted?
If a person before sleeping has the intention of fasting tomorrow, and he had the intention of getting up for suhoor, but could not get up for suhoor because he overslept, etc. Having suhoor is not fard, it's a sunnah. Our beloved Prophet said in Sahih Bukhari, verb number 3 in the Book of Fasting, hadith number 1923, he said that in the suhoor is a blessing. It's a sunnah, recommended sunnah. But if a person oversleeps, it's not a fard to have suhoor. Because he had the intention of getting up, he had the intention to fast, his fast will be accepted.